Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And, we're hoping that we might be having a special guest in the studio with us here this afternoon, but not 100% sure just yet, but we'll know as time goes by. But I guess I just got word that he's running late and he's on his way, so we'll get him with us here in just a few minutes. But as we're getting started here, though, I do want to welcome you to the program and encourage you to not give up on your fight. I appreciate Pastor Lutz, if you were listening in the last half hour, talking about issue one, and we'll be talking about that, issue two, and some other things here a little bit today as well. But don't give up in the fight. I've just seems like in the last day or so, tons of vote yes on issue two signs have been popping up all over the place. But prior to that, everywhere I've been traveling, I've seen mostly vote no on issue one signs. And certainly that's what we're advocating right now, protecting unborn children by voting no on issue one here in on election day coming up. And just that's really not that far away. It's on Tuesday, November the 7th, and that's less than 2 weeks away. I think it's less than 2.5 weeks away at this point. But just be sure, if you have not been out to vote yet, early voting is underway right now. And there's some indication that that in areas that traditionally have early voted, which usually has been the blue areas, the left-leaning areas of the state, that early voting seems to be down in those areas, which probably bodes well for us in defeating this radical abortion on demand bill, and or actually not bill, abortion on demand amendment to the Ohio Constitution. And in some of the more red, more conservative areas of the state, early voting actually seems to be up. And one thing I was reading was suggesting that more conservatives, more pro-life, more Christians have been taking advantage of the opportunity to they call it banking votes, you know, where you get a number of people to vote to make sure that they voted and vote early. Unlike the Democrats, we don't say vote early, vote often. We just say vote early, but vote for sure, whatever you do. I still like to vote on election day, and I'm usually working on election day. So unless it's going to be a really extremely busy election day, like a presidential election or a governor or something like that, I usually vote on election day during the time that I'm there. But I encourage you, if there's any thought that you might not be able to make it into your polling station on election day, if there's any thought that you might have to be out of town or something might be coming up, that's one of the reasons some people early vote, just to make sure. And your vote is needed right now to protect Ohio's children, born and unborn. We understand the unborn because certainly this radical amendment to the Ohio Constitution will enshrine in the Ohio Constitution one of the most radical abortion on demand rights in the entire country. Ohio will go from a pro-life state to one of the most radical pro-death states overnight. And we need to fight against this. I was at an event in Summit County just earlier this week where the Ohio State Treasurer, Robert Sprague, was speaking, and he mentioned that it seems like the pro-issue one simply right now is running about 51%. And you say, well, that's pretty close. We can win this. Well, that is true. But we can only win it if you get out and vote to protect unborn children and born children. I say born children. What do you mean by born children? Well, You know, the other thing about this bill that a lot of people are, I'm sorry, I keep saying bill, this amendment, a lot of people don't understand or realize is it basically removes all state and parental control over children and minors in the state of Ohio in regards to reproductive decisions. And reproductive decisions, including but not exclusive to abortion, which means that it could refer to, let's say, little Tommy wants to become Tammy. And so little Tommy is convinced by his guidance counselor or somebody at school or his teacher at school that the reason that he doesn't like to join in all the sporting activities or hang out with some of the things that the other boys are doing is because he's really a girl. And with no parental input, with no input from a guardian, if little Johnny or Tommy has a guardian, no parental input, the school can put little Tommy into connection with some doctor who can assure Tommy that he can become Tammy, and his parents don't need to be involved. Little Tommy says, but what if my mom and dad aren't in favor of it? They can literally say they don't have to know. It's between you and the doctor, and that's it. But isn't there a state law that says that there has to be? Well, no, under issue one, if this becomes part of the Ohio Constitution, those state laws will be null and void. There will be nobody other than little Johnny that or Tommy that wants to be Tammy and the doctor that wants to turn little Tommy into Tammy. And for whatever reason, all he has to say is it's necessary. And one of the lies that's put out there is that if you have a child that is struggling with transgender issues and they're not sure what their gender is and they think that they need to be the opposite gender of what they were born and you don't get them transitioning therapy and help them along that, that your child is going to commit suicide. And the line has been, would you rather have a dead son or a living daughter? And of course, that's just a lie. That's a false statement. In actuality, children, adolescents that get transgender surgeries are actually statistically shown to be more likely to commit to commit suicide than a child that does not get the surgery. And so as a consequence, it's the child is convinced that it has to do this. No input from mom or dad and no control by the state. Convinced. And they can go in and the doctor can do what he wants. Hey, I'm not saying that that the doctor is in it for the money, but once he convinces little Tommy that he can become Tammy, he's got somebody that he's going to be on the hook, you know, for medical procedures and making money for the doctor, the clinic, or whoever does it for the rest of that individual's life, because it's a constant thing. So it's more than just abortion. It also has to do with this transgendered surgery thing. We need to protect the children in Ohio and vote no. Get everybody you know to vote no on issue one here this November. And with that, I want to introduce our special guest that we have in the studio, made it in, and I think he was out enjoying the leaves because it's just a gorgeous day out there, and we've got this horrible issue we have to talk about, but it is wonderful outside. But it's great to have in the studio with us Chris Long, President of Ohio Christian Alliance. And Chris, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Pastor Al. Good to be with you, and you're right. Issue one and two have to be defeated. Issue one, of course, would legalize abortion to the ninth month of pregnancy in the state of Ohio. It would actually go beyond Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
And that's unthinkable. But this radical proposal by the abortion groups, by the ACLU, by the radical left, Planned Parenthood, and millions of dollars are pouring in. That's why people are confused. They're seeing the TV ads. Mm-hmm. that seem to, oh, they say, well, that sounds reasonable. Folks, listen, they're lying straight to your face on these ads. And for instance, miscarriage care, saying that, oh, you already have that. You already have contraceptive and and miscarriage care. And I just even know of someone who just had a miscarriage and received care. So they're lying to you. And you say, well, how are they allowed to do that? Well, there's no law against what they want to say in a campaign. So you are the discerning voter. You have to discern through that. You have to listen to reliable voices that you trust, like Pastor Al, Live with Pastor Al. Ordained minister who's telling you, and of course they used a pastor. There are false prophets out there, and that's with the United Church of Christ, this pastor out of Columbus. And I tell you, it really upsets me. It's upset so many when they heard that, because you and I, Pastor, know of women, unfortunately, that have had abortions and have had traumatic emotional upheaval in their life because of it, and they've needed counseling and care, knowing that Christ forgives them. Who would ever, what clergyman would ever suggest anyone to get an abortion? It's unthinkable, but yet this is what he was saying, and that state needs to stay out of it. No, the state needs to protect the innocent. That's why we have laws against murder and killings in this state. The state does that too, and we put people in jail for that, and they face the judgment in our courts. So listen, you have to understand very carefully what you're hearing on television, because they're lying to you. But at the same time, know that you're voting no on issues one and two. You know, Tucker Carlson was with us just a few weeks ago, and he said, what more precious gift than can a family have but by having a birth of a child, and that you want to see your grandchildren? He said, in a proposal that would actually legalize the murdering of children, and the other one that would encourage your children to do pot, he said, what's going on in Ohio? And you know what? It's so important, Pastor, to see that from an outside source visiting our state and saying, what in the world is happening in Ohio with these ballot issues?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you brought this idea up, how issue one, if it passes, and even if it passes by as little as 50.00001% of the vote, it will be a part of the Ohio Constitution.
Yes, unfortunately.
It will take a constitutional amendment to change it. Because, see, this is not like issue two, where issue two is going to be a legislative sort of thing where the courts can intervene and the legislature can intervene and enact controls and things.
Yes.
But this is just going to be wide open, absolutely free, any type of abortion on demand at any time. I believe it was, again, the treasurer of Ohio, Robert Sprague, that said that you could have a pizza shop open in the front of the building and an abortion clinic in the back of the building, and the pizza shop would have more regulations on it than the abortion clinic.
That's how this proposal is laid out. It is full and wide open. In fact, even the liberal Toledo Blade, their editorial department, came out against issue one and said it goes too far. They said, we've had a long history of being pro-choice. Of course, that's not our view, but they said it goes too far. So even the liberals are understanding that late-term abortion is ghastly and unthinkable, but yet issue one, if passed, would allow for late-term painful abortion.
Now, I actually got a question here. This came up on one of our programs a couple of weeks ago, and in the U.S. Constitution Amendment, the 14th Amendment, there's a statement in there that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And I gave some thought. I'll just throw this out at you. That's in the 14th Amendment. And then, of course, in the 5th Amendment, it talks about the U.S. government, about nobody can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law. We do not execute people in this country just, oh, I think you did a crime, and then they just hang them right there on the courthouse steps without due process. There has to be an investigation to prove, but my understanding, my look at this, tell me what you think about this. If we pass issue one in November here in Ohio, we will have a statement in the Ohio Constitution that says that unborn lives in the state of Ohio can be removed without any kind of due process whatsoever.
That's what it basically states. And so this actually goes, again, I think that you're saying it correctly, against our own constitution that protects life, right? That's what we're seeing here. It's what's going on with issue one. So we're urging people to get out and vote no on issues one and two. Information on our website, the Ohio Christian Alliance website, we have a handout for churches. In fact, you can still order some voter guides for your church on the website. We'll send them out priority mail for that last Sunday. We have just two Sundays left, Pastor, and then it's Tuesday, November 7th is coming, and we're going to be voting. Some people are voting early. I don't have the most recent numbers on that. Early voting has been down. But we're needing the church to come out as a major force on November 7th and vote no on issues 1 and 2. We got to drive them below 50%, like you said earlier, because 51% would make this the law of the land.
And less than 51%, actually. And, you know, that's what we were fighting for last August. A lot of people that last August were saying, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Had we been successful in last August, we'd probably be feeling pretty good right now.
Oh, very good, because, you know, they haven't really been able to break 50% themselves in the polls.
Yeah.
So we're lagging behind. The most recent poll that I had was the Terrence poll. It's a conservative group, pretty reliable, 44 to 50. That was about 3 weeks ago. I think it's very telling that we have not seen polling in the liberal publications because they're not very confident.
They don't like the polling, so they're not letting it
out. Yeah, they're getting nervous, okay? So again, but it depends on you, the listener, to get out there. It's too late to register. If you're already registered, you need to exercise your constitutional right. You need to vote.
Absolutely, and it's up to us. You might be the person that puts us over.
Well, that's a great point.
Literally right now, 50% plus one vote, that's all it takes to change the Ohio Constitution. So you might be that one vote that keeps them from getting that 50% plus one vote. So get out there and vote. If you come to our Bible study tonight, we've got some signs. Vote no on issue one. Vote no on issue two. We've got both of those signs available. Still got some left. And they're much better off in your yard or your church than they are sitting in the lobby at our church.
And we do have the handout, the Ohio Christian Alliance handout, issues one and two, to take back with your church if you're coming to the Bible study tonight.
Yes,
Pastor Al's Friday night Bible study.
So we hope that you'll get involved in this. All right. Well, we're talking about issue one and issue two here briefly, and I also have Chris Long with me for another reason today. We had something that I still have to pinch myself, see if I'm dreaming on this one. But we have a little change in the Speaker of the U.S. House, don't we?
We do, and it was very good news. Our friend Mike Johnson from Louisiana, and I've known Mike. He was an Alliance Defending Freedom attorney back in the day, and he worked in Ohio with us on several prayer issues and First Amendment issues, and he was always very personable. He was always very accessible. He helped us immensely. In fact, let me tell you a little backstory. At the State House, just like in Congress, we have the practice of praying before the assembly. We call it the guest minister prayer policy. In other words, representatives invite members of the clergy to offer prayer in the opening of the session. In fact,
I got to do that one time. And Bill Romer, our representative there for Richfield and in Parsippany County, invited me down. And really, it's a very interesting experience. And I had an opportunity to go down with some friends. And, you know, it gives people an inside look at what's happening, about how our laws are passed, how our legislature works. And so it was quite an honor, quite an experience.
Absolutely. And so that tradition goes all the way back to 1774, the First Continental Congress. Reverend Duché opened up the then Continental Congress in prayer, and it's been a practice ever since. It's been upheld by the federal courts time and again when the atheists have tried to challenge it. But anyways, in Ohio, we had a situation that came forth. I was actually in the General Assembly that day in the gallery. We had a piece of legislation on the floor that would expand adoption tax credits. But anyways, there was a pastor that came forward to pray, and he actually referenced some legislation that was on the floor that day. It's a little bit out of protocol, but again, it's the guest minister prayer policy. Well, two Democrats, the speaker, the minority leader, and another gentleman from Youngstown came forward and filed a complaint with the clerk. And the speaker of the House at that time was John Husted, our current lieutenant governor. And he did the unprecedented act of suspending the guest minister prayer policy. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, anyways, we got the help of Mike Johnson and Alliance Defending Freedom, gave them the legal briefs. And then about 2 weeks later, the Speaker of the House reinstituted the practice of the guest minister prayer policy. So that's a little bit about Mike Johnson. So when I saw that he won the speaker's vote, I was so thankful. I thought, this Mike's going to be a great speaker. And of course, then when I heard his speech, I was sharing with you, I was so stirred by it. I thought, that's the America I know and love.
Yeah, maybe future presidential candidate. That would be something that. Now, what's interesting is I've been listening to different people talking about him, and a lot of times, you know, people have said that you can tell somebody's character by the enemies they have and what their enemies say about them.
That's right.
And let's just say CNN's not happy, and some people are almost like, well, how did this guy get here? Well, I think I know how he got there. I think God got him there.
Absolutely.
How else can you explain this? I mean, we expected when McCarthy was ousted that hopefully we won't get anybody less than McCarthy.
Yes, that's right.
We thought Jim Jordan might have a chance, but every vote he had, he was losing votes. And so it indicated that we were going to go to the left of McCarthy, not to to stay the same or go to the right. And then the next thing you know, if you blinked, you missed it. And there he is.
There he is. You know, it was 22 days of vacancy in the speaker's chair to have Mike emerge. And not only that, he had unanimous vote.
Every single Republican voted for him.
They did.
That's amazing.
And when he gave the speech before the joint session, he actually had applause from both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. This man has a demeanor and a kindness that draws people. And he brought the House together that day with his opening statements, very gracious, of course. And so I think it's a good way forward. And I thought, that's the America that I know and love.
And he referenced God, and he quoted Scripture, and he talked about the power of prayer and family. One thing that I heard somebody was saying, well, you know, he seems to be too nice. I mean, and somebody said, wait a minute, have you watched him when he's on his committees? He's got steel in his spine. When he's on the committees, he stands up. When he's doing what he needs to do, he's on a roll. He's going to do what needs to be done. He might be nice, and he might be look good and everything, and look friendly, but he's got some teeth in him. So that's what we need, a godly man. You know, God said he sought for a man that could stand in the gap, and he found none. Well, I'm hoping and praying that God found a guy to stand in the gap for us here.
You know, in his interview with Sean Hannity last night, he says, if anyone wants to know what my worldview is, it's the Bible.
Amen to that. And, you know, that's one of the things CNN was getting upset. I don't remember who it was. It might have been MSNBC was saying something to him about him, that his political view is a theocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to institute a theocracy in America if he can. Yeah, I just like the fact of knowing that he's second in line to the presidency right now. If something happened to the president and the vice president, guess who would be president?
Well, it's actually third in line.
It's second in line. First in line is the vice president.
Oh, that's
second
right.
In line
yes,
is
yes,
the,
sorry, sorry.
Yeah, so he's second in line. Now, I'm not saying you want to see something happen. That'd be a terrible tragedy to see something happen, you know, just because of the chaos and everything that ensues. But it is nice to know that it's somebody like him rather than a Nancy Pelosi that's in line for the in presidential succession.
Well, it's a breath of fresh air. It really is an encouragement in a time when we've seen so much confusion and division, and we've seen the fog of war, both politically and literally, as we see conflicts around the world begin to emerge. It is good to know that we have a leader that will help to lead the way in Washington.
Well, and actually his first act as a speaker was to support Israel, wasn't it?
Yes.
And that's a good start. God says he'll bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. I want to be on the blessing side.
Amen.
I know you do too.
Amen.
But Chris Long, thank you for being in the studio with us today. What's the website again where people can get more?
That's ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, don't be discouraged. We can see God's hand. There's some people who give up. Mike Johnson, as the Speaker of the House, is proof that God is still on the throne. Prayer changes things. So don't give up on issue 1 and 2. Get out and vote. and get into your Bible, get on your knees and pray, and then get up and vote. Thanks for being with us today. Join us next time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.